Have you ever stopped to think about just how popular the iPhone is, despite the fact that at any point in time, there were just so many, like, crazy, wacky, out-of-left-field, unfounded conspiracy theories about these things that people still believe? Like, let's just go through a few of the weird things that I've heard people say. I've heard multiple people suggest that Apple Maps intentionally misguides you as though to deceive you. I still don't really know what they mean by that. A lot of people still don't quite understand how Face ID works, and they think that your phone is just always capturing video of you at any point in time. People still think the iPhone is only popular in the United States, even though it's ranked like 20th or something in terms of countries and territories where the iPhone has the largest market share. Similar to the Face ID thing, people think that like everything that you say is being recorded and just saved onto your phone. I remember a thing about the Journal app not long ago. I had to make a video on it, and I still hear about it sometimes, where people think that your phone is just sharing personal information about you to strangers as you walk by them, which is not how that works. I still hear people all the time say that Apple's intentionally slowing down your phone as it gets older to force you to upgrade, and I always see it accompanied by them saying, oh, they even admitted to it, they confessed it in a lawsuit, which is just not at all what happened. In fact, the thing that they actually are doing is improving the longevity of your device. Oh, and by the way, the thing that they do is now common practice with smartphones now. Like, it's a sign of bad quality if your phone doesn't do that. I've heard people claim that Apple, more than other companies, is selling all of your health data to insurance companies, which is funny because they don't even have access to that data. Then there's the whole idea of like planned obsolescence, which I do understand a bit more, but it always is completely ignoring the fact that Apple's devices tend to last longer than the other ones, and they provide longer software support. Like, people hold on to their iPhones and their MacBooks and things usually a lot longer than they can with other devices. You would just think with all of these conspiracy theories that the interest in iPhones would just take a huge hit, and maybe it is. You almost wonder, okay, they make up like 70 to 75% of the premium smartphone sales, basically the market where they actually sell their phones in. Maybe they would make up even more if there weren't just all of these wacky things going around at any point in time.